are here. Greetings. Salutations, everyone. It's me, Rick Adams, your nightly host from the coast of Rhode Island. And we are live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Radio Avenger, Uncensored Radio Free America. And we are being heard everywhere right now. And you're welcome to call in tonight in this hour we have together every night. And, of course, I want to tell you, I have a special guest on tonight, someone that I've interviewed quite a bit, and someone that on my local program while I was doing it has been a regular fixture for me, and that is none other than Artie Wheeler from Baltimore. And Artie will be with us in this hour tonight. Let me see, is he online? Let's say hello to Artie right now. Hello, Artie. Are you there? Maybe we didn't get him yet? Okay. All right, you're working on it? Okay, Paul. Excellent. Well, we'll get him ready in a few moments. Artie Wheeler, by the way, in case you don't know him, we're speaking about. Artie Wheeler is he's quite a guy. He and his wife had endured quite an ordeal when their home was raided back about 2 or 3 years ago by federal, state, and local agents on some trumped-up charges that they, of course, were involved in some sinister conspiracy. Apparently, Mrs. Wheeler had been a member of a politically incorrect group, a supremacist group called the National Alliance out of West Virginia. And Artie, of course, can't join because he's part Indian. So, in any event, Artie had made some statements about Bush and the White House and 9/11, and it didn't do him any good. Needless to say, someone was listening, and things started happening for the Wheelers, and they'll never forget that fateful day when they were raided. And Mrs. Wheeler was, of course, accosted by federal agents, state agents, local agents, and held in handcuffs, this elderly, ill woman, for about 7 hours, I believe. And, well, it was an eye-opener for her. And, of course, Artie had pretty much accustomed himself to understanding the goings-on of the criminal government that exists today in Washington, the group of people that would like to control your life and would like to use terrorism to do that. Well, I believe Artie's there on the line right now. Are you, Artie? Is that right? Hello. I hear somebody whispering in my ears here. I think he's going to be on in just a moment. All right. You just say hi, Artie, when you're ready.
I'm ready anytime you want to roll, Rick. How are you?
All right, Artie Wheeler. Just gave you a little introduction, and we have to take a break in a few moments coming up. So just want to say hi for now, and
yeah,
we'll get right into our subject tonight. How are you doing tonight, Artie Wheeler?
Well, pretty good. I'm typing up some more mischief here for the powers that be on my old computer.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting the final finishing touches on my book about the World Trade Center massacre, minus, of course, the satellite images, which I haven't been able to get yet from nobody. So That's what I'm involved
well,
in.
Well,
right
one
now.
Thing I know, Artie, is that I'm privileged to be wearing your own T-shirts that you have been putting your little slogans on. And on the front of my T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen, it says something about the Twin Towers and the Bushes committing treason. And on the back side, it says the Bushes did 9/11. So let me tell you, that's a shocker when you walk around the streets and in the coffee shops and people see that and wonder what's going on. But Artie Wheeler came up with that idea. And, Artie, it's keeping me warm this winter, that shirt, let me tell you.
Well, let's hope it warms them all up. What I use the T-shirt...
Well, listen, you hold your thought, Artie, because we've got our first break right now. Stay where you are. We'll be back with that in just a moment on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do, and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Yes, sir. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Nice intro. We're going to get our own intro music very soon. And as we grow here in this new position on this great network, Republic Broadcasting, my guest, Rick Adams, tonight, my guest is Artie Wheeler. And Artie is, as I say, he's a fighter for constitutional rights, is not intimidated by anyone. And Artie, you're with me on the line tonight. You were about to say something about 9/11 and what happened on that fateful day, Artie, right?
Well, yes. What really happened was that the buildings had been pre-mined by explosives. We know that now. The jobs had been done months ahead of time. There was scalar hologram images projected through the sky that took the appearance of Boeing 767 aircraft, and the buildings were hit by cruise missiles. Now, unfortunately, they weren't all hit by cruise missiles. A large number of the missiles actually missed the buildings, believe it or not, and were visible from all directions by the commercial news services that were on the scenes at that time and the ones that had been taking pictures there pre-set up for the event. And the thing that mind-boggled me was that Navy men sitting out there didn't realize that those were Tomahawk cruise missiles coming out of the fireball on the side of the number two building. You would think the people that planned this knew that one-third of the Tomahawks, as a rule, are unreliable. They're duds. They either fail to explode or they fly off and go someplace other than their intended target. This is just a statistic with Tomahawks. And the other day I was talking to the public relations man out at Raytheon in Tucson that makes the Tomahawks. I was telling him about having the pictures of them, and he said, "What? You mean there are Tomahawk missiles that came out of the fireballs?" And I said, "I've got bukus of them, stills and videos." I said, "The amazing thing is most of the news media was in league with the government when they did this. You'll tell that by the fact that they have their logos like CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS stuck over the critical parts of the footage where the Tomahawks are flying, so they can actually conceal the Tomahawks from the public. Now, the subsequent pictures that you look at on the net to a large extent have been edited out where there are no Tomahawks. But I have them all, hundreds of them here, and they're in my new book, both the video and the hard copy.
Artie, then, let me get this straight now. You're saying your contention is that there were no planes attacking these towers. What we saw was holographic imagery that was created for the cameras to photograph as this was happening. Is that what you're saying?
That's what did happen, and the proof of that is if you look at the second plane, the so-called number 175 airliner out of Logan Field in Boston, it flies through the number 2 building, completely through the building, and comes out the other side without a slightest speck of damage done to it, not a dent anywhere to be seen. Now, the plane is 16 and a half feet in diameter. The floors of the building are 12 feet apart. They're made of 4-inch reinforced concrete in the general office areas. They're made of 5-inch reinforced concrete, 5-inch thick, in the warehouse areas, and 12 feet apart. That is impossible for a passenger airliner made of aluminum with a nose of a polymer material that is very similar to a fiberglass pleasure boat hull that you would see out here on the Chesapeake Bay, like a Chris Craft or a Boston Whaler. It's a little better grade of polymer, but the stiffening material is Kevlar and carbon fiber rather than fiberglass. Now, that entire nose of that plane, up to and including where the pilots sit behind the windows in the cockpit, is made of this polymer layup material, and the entire nose is then bonded to the cylindrical fuselage of the 767 with a high-performance adhesive. Now, they're telling you that this material had the ability to bust through a perimeter of 14-inch square box beams that go from the bedrock to the roof, spaced 3.5 feet apart, penetrate that, fly completely through the entire length between two floors 12 feet apart, the plane being 16 and a half feet in diameter, penetrate the other perimeter wall of 14-inch square box steel beams and come out the other side with no damage and no windows in the plane. Now, folks, you saw that hundreds of times on Fox News. That is the killer video, which I have on my CD with my book. You can look at it again since I've brought this to your attention and see that this thing was a staged media event.
You know, Artie, I can understand a lot of what you're saying here tonight, just as an ordinary man who has not had the background that you've had in engineering and the background that you've had in science. However, the part that I find very difficult to believe these days is how everybody affiliated with all of the media entourage that covered these fateful events could just somehow be involved in a cover-up. That sounds a bit far-fetched. Somewhere along the line, someone would have to have spilled the beans and questioned something. Have they not?
Spilled the beans, Rick. Mm-hmm. They spilled the beans, and, for example, most of the sappers that planted the explosives in the buildings in the months prior to the event, they've already been liquidated. It might be of interest to the people out there to know that when those two Russian airliners took off 4.5 months ago and crashed on takeoff in Russia, yes. on the runway,
yes.
those planes had teams of assassins that the Bushes had recruited to come here to America to snuff other people that they felt were about to squeal and spill the beans, as you say.
Now, Artie, what proof do you have to show?
The proof I have of that is that it was told to me by Mr. Lenny Bloom, the famous crime buster and investigator from Toronto, Canada,
okay.
and it was given to him from his sources.
All right, this is very interesting. You're listening to Artie Wheeler, and certainly what he's saying right now is coming as a shocker to many people listening out there. You know, I can definitely say this much, Artie. There's no question that all of the reportage that we've been given from that moment on of the first and second planes purportedly hitting these buildings certainly added up to some sort of incongruity. By that, I mean that it just did not make sense. The series of events, the explanations, the departure and the deportment of the CIA, the National Security Council, the White House, everything that happened at that point seemed to be rather staged, I will grant you, seemed to be almost on cue, almost like a theatrical production. There are so many questions now that have been raised, so many videos produced, so many sites that are now on the web, on the internet, that the 9/11 Commission just simply washed aside, was nothing more than a whitewash. I think we can all probably agree with that, that there is no way we can buy what the federal government and the 9/11 Commission, that was basically nothing more than a setup for the American public's consumption, have come to those conclusions without examining all of the evidence. Firefighters who were in those buildings who said they heard detonations going off, they heard explosions, were told to shut up, told to keep quiet, just as FBI agents who were on the trail of the purported masterminds, which I believe was a staged series of plants, by the way, the so-called evidence along the way. These FBI people like Robert Wright and people like Colleen Crowley and others were told to shut up, to keep off the case, to watch out and mind their own business. Were they not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, let me say this, folks. Let's don't say the government did this. There are traitors inside the government that did this. The United States government didn't do it. It's filthy, scumbag traitors that did this. Now, they had firemen that attempted to talk there on camera as the event was going on about
that
explosions.
That is true, yes.
And FBI agents ran up and grabbed them and hustled them out of the way. You don't see anything about that because it's been censored. It's been killed. There are FBI agents that have tried to come forward with what they know. As you say, like Mrs. Rowley, for example, or Sybil Edmonds, the translator.
Yes.
I happen to personally think that what was drug across those two girls' desks were red herrings to get them to popping and chirping. Anybody, ladies and gentlemen listening out there, anybody that writes a book today that tries to in any way say that the Bushes were negligent in dealing with the so-called hijackers, that book is a sandbag. It is a decoy. It is designed to get you to thinking that there were Muslim hijackers involved on airplanes which did not exist. It is all a sandbag. If you read anything by Sean Hannity, or I can't remember that other woman's name that's one of them, all these people are trying to sandbag and deceive you. They work for the Bushes. They work for this crime family that transcends many centuries, going back to the Middle Ages, to Godfrey de Bouillon. Yes, that's correct, folks. The Bushes.
All right, Artie, you hold that thought. We're going to take a break in a moment or so because we're starting off with 9/11 and the shocker that it is and how you've dissected this whole case that has been created by the government, if you will, by the media. And there is certainly much to dissect. We could spend weeks and weeks and weeks on it. But also later on in tonight's hour with me, I do want you to talk a little bit about the Saudi royal family. We'll get into that and their ties to the Bushes and, of course, to some other interesting groups. What you're going to hear is going to be a shocker tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And our guest is Artie Wheeler. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free Rhode Island, no, Radio Free America from Rhode Island, with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back on Republic Broadcasting Network.
heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She too is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
A man in a trench coat, badge I laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck.
All right. Okay, thank you for that reintro, Paul. All right, we're back now on Uncensored Radio Free America, and this is Rick Adams. We're speaking with Artie Wheeler. If you'd like to join us, call in a question, a comment. Talking obviously about 9/11 and that whole question of what we did or did not see on that day. Our number here, toll free, is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Artie, would you like to take a call or two now?
Let them come ahead. I'd
love
to talk to
someone. Artie's a very affable guy. He doesn't mind talking to you, even there at home. We'll give his number at the end of the program and how you can get his CD. But I think we've got Jimmy from Texas here waiting to talk. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, good evening, Radio Avenger and Artie. How are you all tonight?
Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I wanted to say, I guess maybe I'm less of a skeptic than you are because I'm the information's jiving with me. For some reason, I don't feel as much a need to question it, but...
Well, you know, in my role, I have to play a little bit of devil's advocate. Artie knows that, but I'm with just about everything he said, almost everything. There's no question that we've been lied to by the media and by forces within this government. So go ahead. What's your perception of everything?
Well, you know, I think I'm finding myself agreeing with Artie. Some of this I haven't heard, and I'm really interested in seeing the pictures. Mm-hmm. While I speculated at it, you know, it's hard to jump to the conclusion. It's a nice, I mean, I have a feeling that what he's saying is right, but I, of course, want to see the pictures first. So I guess maybe the first thing I want to ask is there a website out there? Or are we, at this point, Artie, do we have to call you to have it mailed?
Artie, go ahead.
There are literally hundreds of websites out here, literally hundreds of websites with the pictures of the cruise missiles coming out of the fireball there on the number two building. Jeff Rentz has had some on his show. Gee whiz, I'm just, you know, it escapes my memory exactly the names of them. But you can go on, so now I want to try and think of some of them. It's just incredible. All you have to do is punch in WTC Tomahawk Fireball. Just do a search engine on that on Google, and what will come up? You have one called the Web Fairy. She's out of Chicago. Rosalie is her name. She's got some of the best pictures on the net. You have Phil Jahan's Let's Roll 911.
Yep.
He draws the wrong conclusion, though. They don't actually believe it's scalar hologram images. But the one thing that you have to always go back to when you're doing this research is common sense will tell anyone that an airliner made of aluminum and plastic cannot fly the complete length of an office building and come out the other side with no damage done to it. Yet that was shown to billions of people everywhere they have a television set on Fox News. People saw that over and over again, and they've seen Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock do it with the Enterprise so many times that they just popped the tab on another beer, stuffed some more chips in their mouth, and thought that a passenger airliner could fly through an office building with no damage done to it, just like the Enterprise could. You could do that if you had the equipment on a commercial airliner that a Starship has, but I don't think that 767 Boeing had any of that equipment.
Yeah, he raises some good questions. Any further comment here, caller Jimmy?
Yeah, actually I do. I guess I missed the very beginning of the show, so I was kind of curious. Are you saying that it wasn't actually an airline, that what we saw was an illusion?
What are you
saying?
It
was a scalar hologram image. Now, I don't know if you live close to a big city or not.
I mean,
if you do, like Baltimore here or Boston, every year at the 4th of July, they put on what's called a laser light show. They have a generator that projects the Founding Fathers' pictures into the clouds after the firework display here. It's in every major city. It's old technology. And you can see George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin's cloud images up there in the clouds and in the sky at night. This is a laser hologram projection show. What we saw there was a form of scalar. Scalar is an extremely powerful secret military weapons technology, imaging technology. The first man to ever posit the idea that scalar waves could exist was Nikola Tesla, the famous Serbian electrical engineer that Westinghouse built their business on his patents and things. He said that scalar waves could exist a little before 1900, and of course he was right. The proof of them is what we saw allegedly flying into those buildings in New York City that morning.
Okay, well, if that be the case, then I'm sure you're familiar with Dave Von Kleist's video and with Eric Humpschmid's.
Yes, very much.
What is the explanation then for the flash of light before the planes crash? If it was a hologram, then why would they need to...
You're talking about in the number 11 building, the number 11 plane, just before it hit. And you could be talking about the 175, the flash of light that came out of the pod under the belly.
Yes,
which one are you have reference to?
Well, both of them, before each
okay,
World Trade Center
building. The flash of light was most likely a preset explosive charge in the number 11 building. The buildings, as I say, had been mined weeks before the event. I can tell you a story about the number 11 building and about a conversation I had with Mega, the number one Mossad spy inside the United States government. I talked to him Monday on the 1st of February at his office at Washington University. We had a little chit-chat. I won't go into
all right, we'll hold
right
that thought, Artie. Thank you, Jimmy,
for
your call. Stay where you are, Artie Wheeler. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
We're back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's getting late in more ways than one. Well, we're with Artie Wheeler. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Uncensored, radio-free America. I'm from Rhode Island doing the broadcast, and Artie Wheeler certainly twitching some eyes and some ears tonight by what he's saying. You heard a lot of analysis of the 9/11 debacle. I know I've read and interviewed a number of guests, including Eric Hufschmidt, and Painful Questions, A Painful Analysis, and many others as well. We've spoken to demolitions experts, generals, retired, like Ben Parton and others, and certainly they all seem to come up with the same conclusion that what we saw on 9/11 was the work of insiders and the work of people who deal with controlled demolition. I think we can probably all agree that that's the likely scenario, no question about it. And if you have a question or a comment so far, by the way, you can get online right now with Artie Wheeler, our guest. 800-313-9443 is the number to Republic Broadcasting. Again, 800-313-9443. Artie, I'd like to just digress a moment, if you don't mind, away from 9/11 and the whole mystique of what what we've been told and what was not true that the government told us, and ask you a little bit about your current research. You apparently have been doing a lot of research into what's going on, particularly in Saudi Arabia these days, and its past, its history, and you've come up with some interesting observations, and I'd like you to point out what they are, and also some historical documentation for what you say. Okay, brother?
Well, getting on the subject of the Saudi dynasty, what piqued my curiosity about this was a statistic I read a few weeks ago that said 5 years ago, the average yearly income of a Saudi national was about $21,000 per annum. Today, the average income of a Saudi national is around $6,000 per annum. In other words, these thieving scumbag Saudi princes are choking the people of Saudi Arabia to the point with their extravagant living, running up and down the Mediterranean and the world with luxury yachts as big as ocean liners, having hospital 767s and jumbo jets and everything, and just melting the people there. So I decided I'd research these Sauds a little bit, and I would find out exactly who they were. You know, they took over Saudi Arabia, I think it was in 1946.
Yes.
They attacked the palace there with camels, which had been supplied by the United States.
Yes.
And with firearms that had been supplied by the United States. And they put themselves in power through this coup. Well, if you get to studying a little bit here, you find out that their ancestor back in 851 A.H., that's their method of keeping time, was a man from the Al-Masalik clan, which is a branch of a tribe that formed a caravan here for buying cereals. They went into Iraq. They were going to buy some wheat and corn, and they met this grain dealer whose name was Mordecai bin Ibrahim bin Moshe.
Uh-huh.
And during the bargaining with this merchant, he happened to be a Jew, incidentally. He was not a Muslim. And he asked them, "Where are you from?" And they answered, "From the Anza tribe, a clan of the Al-Masalik tribe."
Mm-hmm.
And upon hearing that name, he started to hug them all affectionately and said that he himself was also from this clan. And he established a rapport with them, accompanied them back to where they were going, loaded their camels with all the items that they needed for their trip, and somehow he had a falling out with them. And he took refuge with a farmer. He then succeeded in murdering the farmer's entire family and the farmer. When the authorities came there, he said that the farmer had sold him the farm and that raiders had come there and killed the farmer and his family. Now, this was many, many years ago. Anyway, the modern-day Saudi princes are the descendants of this Iraqi Jew. Now, whether they're Jews or not, secretly pretending to be Muslims is anybody's guess. You never know what a conversion takes place in a man's heart. He may tell you he becomes a Christian or a Muslim. He may remain his old self. Only God knows that. But I'm simply putting this information out. The people can research this themselves. There are many sites on the net that you can study the history of the Saud family. And this, ladies and gentlemen, may be what we're dealing with here.
You know, Artie, some of the recent books having to do with Saudi Arabia, Craig Unger's book from a year or so ago, you probably have read or heard of. He deals with House of Saudi, House of Bush. And it is interesting if you read that particular book. Kevin Phillips' book also, who deals very extensively with the Bush, if you will, a Saudi dynasty relationship. These books shed some light And you can look them up on the net if you don't already have them, listeners. But they shed some light on the intrigue and involvement of this government, particularly the Bush family going way back a couple of generations with what was going on in the Middle East and oil. So it is interesting to see in the last century the adventurism of people like Prescott Bush, the granddaddy, and, of course, George Bush Sr., and now Baby Bush, and the rest of that clique working with the Central Intelligence Agency after it was created in 1947, and working through the Truman and Roosevelt administrations to establish some sort of tie with the Saudi family, looking to the future where someday they would be able to manipulate, control, and eventually overthrow them. I believe that what Mr. Bush has planned for Saudi Arabia and with the agents that are in this royal family is the overthrow and the takeover, if you will, of that land eventually, Saudi Arabia and all of the oil-rich Middle East. That is my thesis, Artie.
Well, I believe the same thing. These Sauds are absolutely despised by the Arabian people. The only reason they haven't been overthrown already is because it doesn't suit the purposes of the Bushes yet.
Absolutely.
In other words, they can't afford to have destruction in two of America's major sources of oil. They can't have that because if people couldn't drive jipmobiles, watch Oprah, and eat sweet, greasy food and the ball game, the Bushes would probably be deposed. The Americans don't really care about the World Trade Center massacre. What they're interested in is pursuing hedonism. And if anything messes up that little playground they have, then the Bushes had better watch out. The Bushes are not going to get caught for 911. The people basically don't care. They're not interested anymore. And I hate to say that about my fellow Americans. But these Sauds are hanging there by a thread at the pleasure of the Bushes. And when it's time to topple them, they won't even be able to get jobs as donkey tenders in Saudi Arabia. Hopefully they've had enough sense to put aside some money outside in offshore banks and things. I think maybe with their educations now, they would have had enough money to do that because they attend the best schools like Osama bin Laden did. But they're a pariah ruling class, and I don't think they're going to be in office that much longer.
I agree with you, Artie. By the way, we're speaking with Artie Wheeler. If you've got a question or a comment, you're welcome to call 800-313-9443. That's the number, 800-313-9443. You're listening to Uncensored Radio Free America, and we've got, I believe, Bob from Ohio would like to talk to us. Hello, Bob.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, very good. Thank you. Got a question for Artie Wheeler or a comment?
I just have a comment and then probably a statement.
Sure.
Hello, Artie. First, I want to go back to the what you were talking about, a hologram.
Yes,
sir. For the 911 massacre. I want to thank you for bringing that out. I first viewed the 911 the plane crashing into the World Trade Center. I saw it on a video, and then I had some video equipment, and I put it into the video equipment, and I saw it frame by frame, and I couldn't believe my eyes. I said, wait a minute, this can't be. A hollow aluminum plane going into the building, frame by frame, it didn't crinkle. It wasn't a crash. It just flew straight into the building. Then I saw another film, how the building was erected with the steel front, with the steel beams going all the way up. So I said, how can an aluminum plane go straight through without a ripple?
With a plastic nose.
With a plastic. And if you look at the frame by frame, there's one frame where the plane went into the building before the explosion. It was entirely in the building. And that's impossible.
The whole thing was a sideshow. And you're a person that's got some technical equipment there to analyze it closely, which what you saw was much more revealing than what the public or what I saw.
Exactly. If you do look at it frame by frame, you can see it's impossible because it just entered, tail and all, entered the building without a ripple.
And you know what's so funny about all of this? You've heard it said by many media reporters. rather, shall we say, condescendingly, that conspiracy theorists have slowed down these videos of 9/11 and have come up with this analysis or that view. And basically what they've said is they themselves and the media have not done what some average, ordinary thinking Americans have done. And that is observe what actually was happening on that day. And to me, Artie, that backs up basically what you've been saying about media complicity in all of this.
Well, I had media people over here a couple of weeks ago interviewing me about my trial. And I, as a requirement for any media person to get an interview with me, they have to watch about 2 minutes of my video clips. And I set this young woman down. She came in with the most smiling, beautiful demeanor you'd ever seen on a young woman. And after I showed her that plane fly through the building and showed the construction of the building with the 20 by 40 inch rectangular box beams,
uh-huh,
with 4 inch wall thickness, set in a solid block of concrete,
exactly,
and they claim that the number two plane went through all that, in addition to flying through the floors and the perimeter, as the gentleman was just talking about the solid steel beams a minute ago. When she saw that, she was so stunned she could hardly speak. And I said, ma'am, you showed this on your television news station there. Don't y'all look at any of these news programs y'all show the public? And she was just lost for words. And she went back, and I gave him a little bit of news tips. I called in the station a couple of times, and she said, Mr. Wheeler, you've got everybody down here at this station looking at your CDs, and the people are just stunned. They're just dumbfounded here.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I told her something else. I said, you know, you let me accuse the Bush administration of planning and orchestrating the World Trade Center massacre on your news clip the other night. I said, the very fact that the station manager allowed that means that they're getting ready to take the Bushes down. We understand that the Bushes have challenged the Rothschilds, so has Vladimir Putin, and the word is out to get them. They're going to be taken down. That's why they let me say that on the air. They're prepping the people for the fall of the Bush administration,
mm-hmm,
we believe. Lenny Bloom and I both believe this.
I sure hope so. I think the Bush administration are just front guys. I think... that they'll be in sacrifice if they are being taken down.
Yeah, well, they believe that this megalomania that's infected their minds, they actually believe they can challenge the House of Rothschild, one of the most idiotic notions that any group of hack politicians could ever entertain, that they could challenge the House of Rothschild. It's idiocy.
Okay, caller, thank you very much for your insight and questions. Appreciate that from Ohio. You know, Artie, also these elections, so-called, that we have seen in the Ukraine, we've seen Yanukovych there, I believe, and Viktor Yushchenko. One of them, apparently, we're told, Mr. Yushchenko being an agent of the Rothschilds, challenging the previous election results and essentially getting back in to lead that republic, if you will. This, too, unbeknownst to most of the people who watch the news, is a little battle going on with the Rothschilds over who will ultimately control all of these breakaway republics. Is it or is it not?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And all the Russian oligarchs, all those 12 or 14 and ostensibly Jewish oligarchs, incidentally, they are front men for the House of Rothschild. When the head of Yukos was arrested by Vladimir Putin,
mm-hmm,
all of his stock in Yukos went directly into the hands of the Rothschilds. That was put on the public news.
Interesting. Fascinating stuff. You know, Artie, I want you to give people right now your phone number, if you wish, and also how they can order the CD that you've prepared. And we'll take a break after that and come back to talk some more.
All right. Anyone that would like to chitty-chatty with the old Tahnaquah here, my phone number is 1-410-327-4522. And my address is 512 Southeast Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. And the zip code there is 21224. And don't be afraid to call here, folks. Like I was telling Rick, I had a chat with the number one Mossad spy inside the United States government during the Clinton and Bush administrations. Yeah, they call it Mega. That's his code name.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I call Mega, and believe it or not, I called him just as easily as I could call Rick, and that bears proof to the old adage that the easiest way to conceal something is put it right out in the open where everybody can see it. Mega supposedly broached the idea of the World Trade Center massacre and done the bulk of the planning for it. And I called him up and I asked him, could he help me get the satellite pictures of the two so-called planes crashing into the World Trade Center?
Uh-huh.
And he said, you mean so-called planes, Mr. Wheeler? I said, sure, those were scalar grams. I said, I've got beaucoups of pictures, stills, and videos coming out of the fireball of Tomahawk cruise missiles, but I need those two NSA satellite spy pictures to make the grand finale for my book. And you know what Mega said to me? He said, Mr. Wheeler, I don't know for sure if the spy satellites were turned on or not that morning. What do you think of that, Rick Adams?
Well, it says a mouthful, Artie. No question about that.
So give me a call, folks. Don't hesitate. There's only 987 taps on my line. They've got so many taps here that these government agencies are tripping over each other. And frankly, it doesn't make any difference because they're not going to get caught. It's all out in the open. The people in the Americas just don't care.
Yeah, all right, Artie, you say
where
you are,
but that's
we're
going to
be
on.
Taking a break now again, and if anybody has a last-minute question or comment, very briefly, we'll put you on the line, okay? We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, Artie Wheeler, our guest on Republic Broadcast Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays,
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're back. Rick Adams with you on this hour each and every weeknight. It's uncensored radio, Free America, and I'm your host, Radio Avenger, Rick Adams. Our guest, Artie Wheeler. Not much time, but we got a couple of quick calls we're going to squeeze in. I forget your first name, but you're from California, right?
Hi, this is Mike.
Mike from California. Hi, got a quick question or comment for Artie Wheeler?
Both. First off, my suspicions have always been that Israel has had their filthy, stinking hands all over 9/11. And my question is, how is it that you came to meet MEGA, and do you have any other evidence that links Israel on the attack?
Okay, thank you for your call. Let's let him answer that. Artie?
Believe it or not, and you can do this, and I want you to do this after we get off the air.
Okay.
You go on the Google search engine, and you type in the word Mossad Top Spy MEGA. That's all you need to do. Type that in, mm-hmm. Hit search, and the gentleman's website will come up. He is a visiting Shapiro professor at Washington University's Elliott School of International Affairs. Mm-hmm. He is Professor Leon Feurth. That's spelled F-U-E-R-T-H.
Right.
He's one of the top teachers there at Washington University. And I just called the number, and the gentleman picked up the phone, just like I would call Rick Adams here. And I introduced myself. I told him who I was, and I said, I need you to help me. I would like to get the satellite images made by the National Security Agency of the two so-called planes crashing into the World Trade Center. And he said, oh, why do you say so-called planes, Mr. Wheeler? And I said, because they're scalar hologram images. And he said, well, I wouldn't be able to help you. He said, I've been out of the loop now for nearly 5 years, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't know who would have the images. And besides that, I don't know if the spy satellites were even turned on that morning or not.
All right, Artie, one more quick call because we're running out of time. Tom from Wisconsin. Hello.
Hi, hi, Rick. I got a question for Artie. On the timeline for the Rothschilds possibly bringing down the Bush family, what do you think the timeline is on that?
I think it's as soon as possible as they can bring up a big scandal. When someone gets out of line, they wouldn't even hesitate to have an assassination done. We've had 7 presidents in the United States assassinated. Zachary Taylor was one of them. Most people don't know that. They murdered Franklin Roosevelt in Bernard Baruch's home when he got a little too loose-tongued. Mm-hmm. They will use any means, and in probably their case, because of the critical economic situation the world is in, they would try to get them as soon as possible. I couldn't really say what a timeline would be. They might do something tonight or tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is what you're dealing
with. What about Putin, then?
Huh?
What about Putin and Russia?
Well, Putin has gone against them. You know, he used to visit with the oligarchs at their compound in Spain and vacation a little bit. Now he's had some of them put into exile and in prison. So he may be a megalomaniac, too. I don't know. He started out with the old KGB. He came there as a child. I think he was 9 or 10 years old and applied for a job there. And they told him to go to college and go to the military, which he did. And then he came back and applied and supposedly become the top man in the KGB, you know, visibly, the top visible man. Now, who's
Artie,
the real top
we're,
man?
We're going to be running out of time. Let's close now and once again give your phone number. People can pursue this with you, and we'll be back tomorrow night with another program.
Yeah, anybody that wants to chitty-chatty, my number is...
Quickly now.
1-410-327-4522.
Thank
Good
you,
night,
Artie
America.
Wheeler.
God bless America.
Good night,
Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen. We go to bed now. Rick Adams, so long, and we'll see you tomorrow night, and of course, in about 24 or 23 hours. I'm sorry. Good night, everyone.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.